Parsha Shmoit starts out with the Shakla Vatari between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. Most of it is discussing the back and forth between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Moshe Rabbeinu as the goel for Yisrael. There's something interesting. At the end of the Mesillas Yesharim, they have the Sefer Derech Eitz Chaim from the Ramchal. Ramchal writes there, he says, we have great ammunition against the Yetzer Hara. Very often, things that are easy, they're not so successful. It's no pain, no gain, as they say. If it's too easy, then it doesn't, if it's too cheap, then it probably is not so, is not worth its money. And go for something more expensive that'll last a little longer. Says the Ramchal that we have something which works. Zuya trufa hayoyse gedoyla v'chazaka shetucha lahamzi neged hayetzer v'hikala u'pulasa gedoyla. This is the best medicine keneged hayetzerah. This is the best ammunition to fight the hayetzerah. It's very easy and the results are tremendous. What is it? Says the Ramchal. Haloi ha'odem reiv shnei siyomav oimid lachshev cheshboini sasakov iske chayesho. Most of the time a person is busy through his life with things that have to do with this world. How come a person doesn't spend a little bit of time, invest a little bit of time making an accounting of his spiritual acquisitions and his the ruchnius? Mahu, what is he? Mahu. What's going to be, what does the Kaddish Baruch want from him? Why am I here? Why did Kaddish Baruch create me? What am I supposed to be doing here? Where am I going when I'm finished? This is the strongest medicine, keneger the Yetzer Rav, Yikalo, Upulasa Gedoilo, Upiria Rav, Shiyamar Odem Bechol Yoim, Lepoche Shoachas, Ponin Mishar Kol Machshavis, Lachshav Rakal in Yizesh Amarti. A person should spend every day, he should take a little bit of time. Shoachas, does it mean 60 minutes or does it mean an amount of time? So in Hilchas Nidah Kof Tzadi Zayin, there's a lot of dafka Shoachas, has to be 60 minutes. But Shoachas, a person should spend some time every day thinking, Lachshev Raka Inin Azesh Amarti, Vivakish Belavavoy, Me Osu HaRishonim Ovei Tzoilim Shekachoshak Hashem Bohem. What did the Rishonim do? Shekachoshak Hashem Bohem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Choshek that desired them. Ma Osu Meish Rabbeinu Lava Sholim, Ma Tzadovin Mashiach Hashem Cholak Zayim Shari Lefeneinu, V'yale B'sirich Loi, and you should think about it, Ma Toiv Lodom Kli Mechayev Lasses Kein Gam Hu V'Toiv Loi. Oz Yisur Machshavayis Ladas Beza Matzvu Nimtzavay Milafi Anirtza V'derechad Zedor Chuan Shehashem Ha'ila Hashem Ha'ilam Heimu. He says then a person should match himself up. Okay, this is the way to go. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Where am I holding? That's the Eitzah Yehutzah that the Ramchal writes. Maybe it's so difficult because people can't think for so long. They don't want to be by themselves, especially in our generation. It's very hard. There's so many distractions and so many things. Most people, when they're walking the street, you either you're on the telephone or you're on MP3 or you're something else, because people don't like to spend the time thinking, and maybe it's not much better that they should be involved in something else. It's hard to know. That's why last week we sent out maybe to work on the Machshava during Shevivim, for those that didn't see or hear, to try to spend every day of the first week or from now on trying to think about something in Yoni Ruchnius or Ashayla, Akasha in the Achronim that you saw for 10 seconds straight. Every day for 10 seconds. The next week for 20 seconds. The following week 30 seconds. Till we get to the end of the 6 weeks. 6 weeks will be an entire minute. You'll be able to think straight for an entire minute. And you won't have to worry. You won't have to thank your head like we saw in the Beis Yosef. Machzakina Tevusa L'Roshi Dekarar B'moidim. That I say thank you to my head that it bows B'moidim because it's on autopilot. If a person will be able to think for a minute straight, for it's already a nice portion of Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is not, hopefully you're not by Moedim by the end of a minute, but still it's something which is Piriyah Rav. But he says the Mesillas Yesharim, think about the best ways to think about the Ovis Olim. What did they do? Shekach Choshak Bohem Hashem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Choshak Bohem. So I was never really sure, what does he mean? Does he mean to say that because of what they did, what did they do that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose them as the manik? chose Moshe Rabbeinu, chose David HaMelech? Or no, we see what they did later on after the Romanics, and then we could probably presume what they were beforehand. Thing is, what do we know really about Moshe Rabbeinu? What do we know about David HaMelech? We don't know so much about them. Moshe Rabbeinu left Mitzrayim at age 12 and he came back at age 80. And doesn't really tell us very much about what happened in between. However, the Altar of Kelm says that we do have a slight biography in this week's parasha about Moshe Rabbeinu. There's three stories that the Torah tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu. He says if the Torah chose those three stories to tell us about Moshe Rabbeinu from the 80 years of prior to him becoming the Goyal, then Kinnira there's a some sort of thread that runs through all the stories that the Torah is trying to emphasize here that we can learn from. So the first story that the Torah tells us is Vayar Bisev Loisam. He went out and he saw Vayar Ish Mitzri Maki Ish Ivri Me'achov. The first story that he sees a Mitzri hitting a Yid. He kills the Mitzri and he buries him. The second story the Torah tells us is he sees two people fighting. He turns to the one that's about to hit his friend and he says, Rosho, lama sakareyacho. The third story is they get Ochei Noida Hadovar. They said, Mi'isam chasar v'shefet aleinu, and he has to run away for his life. And he runs to Midian, v'yeshev al haber, and v'yavoyu ha'rei, he sees, v'lochoy Midian sheva bonis, v'tavoyinu v'tilenu v'tamalin esarotum l'ashkes t'navim, he sees the Bnei Yisrael by the bear, v'yavoyu ha'rei me'igarshum, the Royim came, the shepherds came, and they chased away the Bnei Midian, v'yokim Moshe v'yeshion, v'yashkes t'enu. Moshe Rabbeinu goes ahead, and he saves them, and he gives water to the sheep. Those are the three stories that the Torah tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Altar of Kelm, what's the Chuta Meshulash, what's the thread that runs through all these three stories, is the inability to tolerate Rishus. Ra. It's Bior Ra. The first story is he sees a guy hitting a Yid, and he can't handle it. So he kills the guy. He sees two Yidden fighting together, one's about to hit the other person, he can't handle it. He says, no, he's Moiche. He's not going to kill him, but Moiche, Rosh, Lama Sakareyacho. The third story, he comes to a totally foreign place. He never met these girls beforehand. He never met the shepherds. It doesn't even seem like who knows, if he inquired, maybe there was something that went on for the past 6 weeks between the two of them. We don't know. It was clear over here that Moshe Rabbeinu, at least it was clear to Moshe Rabbeinu that there was an injustice here. And Memeila, Vayokri Moshe Vayeshirin Vayashkes Ternum. He saves them and he protects them from the people. Always going with the underdog. Lavdavka is the underdog, always wrong. But the injustice, the person that's suffering from the injustice, Moshe Rabbeinu is going and saving them. I once heard, I think that Reb Chaim Brisker said that that's the job of a Rav, really. Maybe you take it out from Moshe Rabbeinu. The job of a Rav is Lavdavka to pass in Shailas. In Brisky Yodua, Reb Chaim wasn't a Pesach for the Shailas. It was Zelig Rieger was the dayan in Brisk, and he would pass in the shalas. Prime said that the job of a rav is lahatzel oishik min oishkoi, to save the person from the person that's trying to hurt him, to save the person that has having the injustice done to him, is to save that person, to help the person out. So this is the chur, the choshak bahem Hashem. What's up is that the Torah told us these three stories. Is that that's really the Oyavei Hashem Sinu Ra. So that's Oyavei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sinu Ra. You can't tolerate that there should be Rishus in the veld. And it doesn't make a difference if it's somebody that he knows or somebody that he doesn't know, and what the situation is, if it's Goyim, if it's Yidden, where it is. He can't be Oyavei Hashem Sinu Ra. They can't tolerate the Ra. And that's really sometimes we turn a blind eye to situations and other things that maybe we could influence, but live and let live. You know, don't rock the boat, don't shake the boat. We'd rather, you know, turn the blind eye and not say anything and not do anything, even though we have the yichudas to do something, even though a person has the ability to do something, and it doesn't have to be with other people. It could be with himself also, but not to turn the blind eye to rishus. And if a person has the yichudas to do something, obviously a person has to be done in the proper way, and it can't be done. And don't be moichich a person if you don't, if it's not going to be accepted. Kshim shemitzvah lo yimer davar anishma, kach mitzvah shelo yimer davar sheinu nishma. But very often there are choices, but why should I do it? Why do I have to be the one? That's the feeling many people have. Why do I have to be the one to do something? Very often, if it's not you that's going to be the one, then no one's going to do it. And the situation is going to continue for who knows how long it could be. If a person has the yecheles to be ma'ir, if a person has the yecheles, then in a chanami, a person should do it. That's one nekuda. One other nekuda, just one to mention is, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu does choose Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole back and forth, Moshe Rabbeinu feels that he's not Roy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and he says to him, V'ato l'cho v'ashlechecho al-pare v'etzi yisam ibn Yisrael mi'utayim. Go to Pare and take out Klal Yisrael. V'yoy mer Moshe alekim, mi onoichi ki eilech al-pare. Who am I? Ki eilech al-pare v'chi yitzes b'nei Yisrael mi'utayim. That I should take out b'nei Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Vayomer ki ye imoch vezelcho ois ki anochi shelachticho. Vayitzicha saom im yitzayim ta'avdu nesalakim al har hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu says back to him, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not the one. There's a bigger people than me. There's better people than me. It's really hemshich what we said before. And why do I have to be the one to do it? Somebody else will do it. It's not me that. This is even Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the quintessential l'hatzel oshek mi'ar oshkei. But not when it's going to step on somebody else's feet. If it's going to step on somebody else's toes, then we don't want to do it. Why am I the one to do it? Why do I have to be the one to do it? Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, no. Ki eyeimach, I'll be with you. V'zeh lecho ha'ois, ki anoichi shelachticho. This is the ois, this is the sign. Ki anoichi shelachticho, the simple translation is, this is the sign that I sent you out. Bo yitziach ha'asel omi mitzayim, tavdash nalakim al harazah. When you take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, you're going to be over to Kadosh Baruch Hu on this mountain of Har Sinai. Now, it's taka very shver. How is that an ice? This is something that which is going to happen in the future. It's not something which happened already. If you're giving me your ice now, stick up your hand and you'll see that it's going to turn into a hot air balloon. Say it, then I can understand. But this is something which is only going to happen after a year's time from now. What's the ice? So look at the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Aruch Chaim says a different shah in the Pasuk. He says, V'zelecho ha'ois, ki anoichi shelachticho. This is, you want to know what's the reason why you're the one and not somebody else? Who am I to be able to do this? I'm not right for this. It's not me. I shouldn't be the one to do it. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no. I'll prove to you that you're the one that it's richtig to take them out from Klal Yisrael out. Because I chose you to be the one to be Shalechim. The very fact that I put you in this position, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him, that is the ois. That's the ois that you're roi. Means any time that a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, puts a person in a situation, person thinks, you know, Vasepes, why? I'm not roi for it. I'm not, it's not matim for me. No, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you in the situation, Zelecha ois, ki nochi shelachticho. Since I sent you, since I put you into the situation, since I gave you this opportunity, then that's the ois, that you are roi for it. It's like by Aaron HaKohen, also the same thing in Shmini. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron HaKohen, Vayomer Moshe al Aaron, Krav al HaMizbech, Vaseh Eschatoscha Vaseh Losecho. Rashi says, Krav al HaMizbech, Sheya Aaron Boish, Vayor Legeshes. Aaron was embarrassed, and he didn't want to be miscarried to the Mizbech. Omer Lai Moshe, Loma Ata Boish, Lekach Nevcharto. Why are you embarrassed? Lekach Nevcharto. This is why you were chosen. This is what you're chosen for, to do the Savaydo. And the Shaila is, what do you mean? That's exactly why he was embarrassed. Because he wasn't right, because of the Egel, because of whatever it is. That's the reason why Chazal tell us that Aaron HaKohen didn't want to do it. My Averis, I'm not right, I'm not so big, I'm not so... It's not Matim for me. On that, Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, Lekach Nevcharto, you were chosen for. And that's exactly Aaron Steiner. What do you mean? I shouldn't have been the one that's chosen. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, no, Lekach Nevcharto, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you, then... Obviously, it shows that you're the one that's right for this position. Very often, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts us in positions, into places, into situations that a person thinks, no, it's not matim for me. How do I have the kayach to do it? I don't have the wherewithal. I don't have the financial wherewithal, the emotional wherewithal, the spiritual wherewithal, whatever it is. I'm not the one that's able to do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu, no, zelecha ois. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you in the situation, then he gives you the kechis together with the situation.